Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. A second pharmaceutical maker says it has developed a COVID-19 vaccine that's nearly 95% effective. Moderna is reporting on its clinical trials and says this vaccine can be stored at normal freezer temperatures. The news comes a week after Pfizer said its vaccine was 90% effective. The Pfizer vaccine needs to be kept in special ultra-cold freezers to be used. More than a million coronavirus cases were reported in less than a week in the U.S. There are now more than 11 million cases here. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports experts are warning against pandemic fatigue.
Since early November, there's been about an 80% increase in new daily cases, with about 1,000 deaths a day nationwide. That's about 42 people an hour dying from COVID-19. Given pandemic fatigue, the temptation is to expand social bubbles, getting together with just a few more friends or family. But this, combined with more time indoors, can lead to spread of the virus. So physician David Rubin of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says people may need to rethink holiday plans.
The safest thing to do is to keep your bubble extremely small and not to gather with extended relatives.
Given the virus is circulating so widely. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Georgia counties have till Wednesday night to complete their recount of presidential ballots. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Emil Moffat reports Georgia's largest county has done so.
At one point, Fulton County had more than 300 people working inside a massive exhibit hall in downtown Atlanta, counting more than 520,000 ballots as part of an audit of the presidential contest. The original results of the race, recorded by ballot scanners, showed President-elect Joe Biden with a slim 14,000 vote lead over President Donald Trump. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says he does not expect the hand count to change the outcome of the race, nor has he seen any evidence of widespread voter fraud or irregularities. With the margin so narrow, the losing candidate can still ask for an electronic recount after the race is certified. For NPR News, I'm Emil Moffitt in Atlanta.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Iota, just off Nicaragua, has top sustained winds of 155 miles per hour. Senior hurricane specialist Stacy Stewart says Iota could get even stronger.
There's a pretty good chance, probably better than a 50-50 chance, that Iota will go on and continue to strengthen into a Category 5 hurricane before it makes landfall in the northeastern portion of Nicaragua, basically the same general area where Hurricane Eta hit the country a little more than a week ago.
Hurricane Eta was a Category 4 hurricane. It left scores of people dead in Central America, including Nicaragua. You're listening to NPR News. Peru doesn't have a president. The country's interim president stepped down just after 6 days on the job. This followed massive demonstrations in the Peruvian capital, Lima. He had taken power after Peru's last president was impeached. Peruvian lawmakers are now supposed to choose a new leader, but they haven't yet been able to agree upon one. Brexit negotiations start up again today in Brussels. There are 6 weeks left before the United Kingdom is scheduled to walk away from the European Union for good. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London, most analysts think the two sides will reach a new free trade deal.
As the talks go down to the wire, there are reasons to think a deal is more likely than not at the moment. For one, walking away without a free trade agreement would damage both Britain's and the EU's economies as the coronavirus continues to spread. The election of Joe Biden in the United States could also be a factor. Biden opposed Brexit because he says it weakens Europe. He would probably be even more unhappy with the economic chaos a no-deal Brexit could bring, making it harder for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to secure a free trade deal with America, a post-Brexit trophy he's often touted to British voters. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating again. He's had contact with a British lawmaker who tested positive for the coronavirus. Johnson says that he feels fit. Earlier this year, he contracted the virus and got very sick with COVID-19. Johnson spent several days in an intensive care unit. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.